The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, how many times is a 3 going to the 8?
Oh, is that right? I thought it was the
okay,
first
okay,
one.
Okay, okay, this is not right. Damn, I haven't scratched my forehead doing math in so long.
Michael Blossom's going to be doing stand-up comedy where I will tell you February 9th. Guys, this freaking weekend, okay? I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida on February 9th and February 10th and 11th. I'll be in Tampa, Florida. All 6 of those shows are almost sold out, so go get those tickets before you can't. Guys, February 17th and 18th, I'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. March 2nd, guess what, guys? Florida, man, I'm back in Florida. March 2nd, I'll be in Miami, Florida. March 3rd to the 4th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida. March 23rd to the 25th, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri. April 6th to the 8th, I'll be in Buffalo, New York. April 14th to the 15th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. And guys, there's so many more freaking dates on my website for 2023. Go get those tickets before you can't. That is blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com.
Buh.
Buh.
I don't have any tour dates, but I love you. TrevorWallsComedy.com for nothing.
No, not for nothing. Go pee his new videos. Fucking last video is so goddamn funny. Go freaking watch
Hell
it.
Hell yeah. You know,
Can I get some of that vape? Let me get some of that vape, dude.
Mondays are tough. Are we in?
We're in.
Can I get some can I have vape?
Do you not, the older you get, do you not just relate to Facebook moms? Mondays are tough. And they, yeah, what the fuck are you coughing on? Boomhauer?
What'd you call me, dude?
Boomhauer.
Man, fuck a Boomhauer. How come he never talks and he go, motherfucker, God, we need to be a fucking guy.
He's got to do voiceover ever.
Never.
You just say no sense, they speed it up times 100. Yeah,
mom. Oh, do you think he's actually saying something?
I think he's listening to a banjo and his brain goes, I can do that.
Dude.
Mondays are tough.
Man, what? Here's wine time. Where are your children? I hate that.
Yeah.
Wine time. You have 3 children. You're drinking Merlot.
Well, it's mainly, I think, I was going to say dads don't have that version of a t-shirt, but they definitely do. But it's in like a Harley Davidson type form, you know?
Dad's teachers are gone fishing. It's always dads leaving.
It's sexual puns. It's like the big dog shirts. You know, those
what do they
are
say?
Like, well, they're always like a pun. It'll be like, the dog's on like a hammer. It looks like the Nike sign. It's like, just do it, dot, 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 after a mimosa. Mimosas aren't manly. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, but I get
just
what you're saying.
Just do it after getting a head from a bird.
Dude, if you got hit
birdhouse
from a fucking bird.
Big dog, dad, do I look like an ATM?
Holy
God,
shit.
I love these. You know what's funny is you type in like funny shirt on Amazon, there's some for real like fucked up things you shouldn't say on t-shirts because anybody can upload to Amazon. You're like, hold on.
Yeah, they're like, where's the school? No. Like, that's not even funny.
No, but they're like, they're just like jokes that would fly in like 2004, like Jeff Foxworthy days.
Well, you know you're a redneck when you fuck your cousin?
You actually would, though.
Not now. Back in the day.
Dude, the show I did.
I was horned up back in the day.
Back in the day? What was that, 4 minutes ago?
Oh.
At the TCU show, there was a girl, and I forget, it's a Christian university, and I said something along the lines of like, she asked something about weirdest date I've been on. And I asked her and she goes, I'm in a committed relationship. I was like, yeah, well, fucking of course you are. Jesus Christ, do something nice. Bars. But I go, what about previous? She goes, oh, well, I broke up with my previous boyfriend because I found out we were related. And I go, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome to the South.
Hold on.
Yeah. And I was like, how long?
Hiya. Yeah.
How long after? And I wasn't filming any of this. I was like, God damn it. I was like, how long after did you guys break up? How did you know that you guys are related? You fucking opened your bedroom door and there's Craig. How did you know?
Yeah.
And she essentially was like, yeah, like I found out like we were cousins because our grandma saw us together. It was like, oh, you know, Jeffrey, or whatever the fuck.
This is all a setup. How do you not know? How big is your fucking family?
Texas. They be fucking.
Oh, all right. Everything's yeah. bigger in Texas.
Even their family.
Do you think the pussy's bigger in Texas?
Probably.
You ever seen a big one?
Yes.
Sometimes you see a big one, you're like, God damn, that'll take down a submarine.
It was like when I was younger and I tried to put on my dad.
That's funny.
It's like when I was younger and I tried to put my dad's shoes on, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, there's so much space in here. Dude, I always forget, in a bunk bed my sophomore year, there was one that was cavernous.
Yeah.
Is that rude to say?
No. It's just a thing. This
maybe have a small talk.
Listen.
Because there's guys that go in there and go, mighty snug.
Yeah. No one says that.
Mighty snug?
You know what's funny? Is you know how like, because I posted this clip recently, literally talking about this, right? About how we never talk about how girls can have big vaginas. We always talk about how guys have small dicks. Oh, that's a micro penis, blah, 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 right? But we never talk about how girls have fucking Squid Game pussies. Things are massive.
Elaborate.
What do you mean?
What is a Squid Game pussy?
I don't know. Just big squids, what I wanted to say, but I said squid and my brain said, say game.
It's better for trending.
Exactly. Yeah, Squid Game.
Yeah.
And we never talk about that. And I told my girl that. And she was like, yeah, I think guys talk about it all the time. I go, let me tell you something. We don't.
No.
We don't. That's such a funny conversation.
Yeah.
Like, and we go, yo, it was fire.
That shit was fire. Like, hey, that shit was like a hula hoop.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You ever fuck a bitch like a skip it?
Yeah, this ain't for compact cars. Do compact cars ever park in compact car spots?
No. It says compact car and I see a fucking Chevy Tahoe in the bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it illegal? I don't think it's illegal.
Also, would you just make more spots?
We can't.
They save maybe one spot by doing that. Like they add an extra spot by doing that.
I know, but that extra spot probably makes them monetarily like 50 grand more a year. It's all about making money,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, but if it's at like a Barnes & Noble, it's always free.
Are Barnes & Nobles even real anymore?
They are.
Really?
I went in one. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not.
The people that hang out at Barnes & Noble should be on a lot of wanted lists.
Yeah, I think
nobody in there looked like they like had
knew how to read.
Yeah, like if you were like, hey, here's $10,000 or let me search your internet browser history, mm-hmm. they'd be like, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to play this game. Why?
It is Barnes & Noble, are those people's names?
Brothers, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know either. Could be. You know what I hate?
Motherfuckers live in Barnes.
What I hate is when they have duplicate names like Johnson & Johnson. Just do Johnson. Johnson squared.
That's it. What's up? Podcast. Yeah, I do. I don't like it either. I will say, though, Barnes & Noble, when's the last time you've been into a bookstore?
I went to one to get a coffee the other day.
And so it's not a bookstore. It's a coffee shop for you.
Well,
Capital One has coffee shops.
Yeah, weird.
Stick to credit cards.
It feels weird. They have like Keurig ones. Who's the bitch that makes a... Not the bitch. The company that does not Keurig, but the Nespresso.
Okay, Nespresso.
Nespresso has a coffee lounge. This fucking pussy over here. Dude, Nespresso has a coffee lounge. Like, you're using the pods.
Uh-huh.
Where this is just like a hotel. Like, what is fancy? But it's like a whole lounge. Like, oh, can I get a double espresso? And then they put a pod in and click a button. Make it a...
Well, they can't make the espresso. They have to... They can't be in this espresso place and then be like, well, let's do it better and not use
our product. Should be able to do that. Be like, yo, if you like the grounds we use, we actually sell those grounds in a pod.
Yep.
No.
Put me on fucking Shark Tank.
What would you sell on Shark Tank besides your own cock? If you had to sell your own cock on Shark Tank, what would you say?
I would say this. I would say, you know that chair that sits in the corner of your living room that you want to just decompress?
Mm-hmm.
And it's comfortable, but it doesn't fit anywhere else in the house. That's my cock.
Okay.
You go there like once a month. And when you sit there, it's like Olive Garden because you're family.
Whoa, that's the girl at TCU.
How much equity are you giving up?
20%.
20% of your dick?
You give 20% of your dick
to
if they
Mark
bought
Cuban?
It?
Nah, the blonde lady.
Okay, yeah.
What's her name?
I would fuck her.
Lori?
Have you ever seen her house?
Yeah.
Dog.
Everybody on that show racked out.
Bark, bark.
Yeah, honestly, if I were to go on Shark Tank, I would invest in something that like maybe those guys, that core group of people needs. Because everyone else is pitching to the massive. I go, what does Mark Cuban need? A fleshlight mixed with a cigar.
No, he doesn't. He's an island full of hoes. legal hoes. All these people. Because, like, dude, you get to a certain level and you have everything. If you had to buy Mark Cuban a gift, what are you going to get? If he wants something, he gets it. So what are you going to buy him? You got to buy him something extravagant that he doesn't even think he needs. Like a pontoon boat made of cheddar cheese.
And he something. Has that.
He probably does if he wants it. A fondue pot full of cum.
Good. You're honest with that. Why, when we went to the AVNs, why didn't they have something like that? It's like coconut water, like coconut milk, but it should have been like, oh, cum, like a joke. Nope, nothing.
Everything was too buttoned up there.
It was.
Not one tit. Not one, oops, my areola's out. What?
Well, I saw Kendra's.
How?
When I was on stage, because Gravy did a show after, and I was like, make some noise, y'all fucking know that. And Kendra went, woo! She's such a nice lady.
She's so nice.
And I was like, that's so nice of you. Just tits in the wild are crazy. Like, when you're not expecting it.
Tits don't do anything for me, dude. It just looks like my chemical mom's imbalance. Tits. Excuse me?
What?
Chemical imbalance? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I hear that. But they don't make you happy? Like let's say you're at a stoplight, right? You're on your phone. You look over. Mini Cooper. And this girl looks at you and goes, have a nice day. Flashes you. What are you going to do?
Put them down. Stop trying so hard. Just say, have a good day. You don't have to show me your tits. Just say, hey.
That's...
You say,
you're
hey.
You're like the Grinch of tits. Why do you not like them? They're such... Like, they didn't do anything to you.
No, you're right. They did not do anything to me. They just don't do a lot for me.
Right, but they never did anything to you.
That's true.
Did you have like a bad tit experience?
No,
like
no, no.
Like a girl went to ride on top of you and just smacked you in the temple?
I mean, I've run into some tits in my day that weren't that delectable.
You ever motorboated? It's hilarious. It's like your eyesight is just dark, and you're like, "There's tits in here."
Why'd you call it motorboated? Oh, because the sound.
Yeah, I think you have to.
What's the sound? Do you do the sound?
Boat.
Do you do the sound?
I think you're forced to, dude. Some of those jugs move velocity, and then you go, you know.
Yeah, but like that's
it's,
fun.
It's weird if you did it. You just motherfuckers on fucking airplane mode.
I don't know, man. It's like.
That is weirder.
Is it?
But don't you feel like, what do you?
It doesn't do anything for me.
Like, no, it doesn't, but it's fun.
It's not, though. You know, some people like thoroughly enjoy like chess, and I'm like, nah, it's fine. That's the thing. It's like people have things they enjoy. People have things they don't enjoy. It doesn't do anything for me. I wish it did, because I feel like they're the most accessible piece of like sexuality.
I do it for the younger me, though. For the 13-year-old who used to print out pictures of Pamela Anderson from Google.com and put them in a paintball magazine to look at later. And I go, look, Trev, you're growing up now. You got tits in your face at an Atlanta strip club. Enjoy it.
Here's the thing. Fuck my 12-year-old self. I'm me now. That guy did nothing for me. It's like he did. He did actually so much for me. I'm sorry, man. But
did you just apologize to yourself?
Yeah, because I was
so oddly meta.
I was shitting on my inner child. My inner child is the reason why I'm here. My kind of like playfulness, whatever, is the reason that I'm here.
Goddamn. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Feet because genetics or how you are raised?
I think both.
Interesting. What about how you are raised would make you like feet? Because your dad left on 2 feet? That was rude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I'm genuinely, all jokes aside, I'm wondering
I think,
what would...
I think I went to the beach a lot as a kid. when I was like a youngin. And then so I would just like watch women with bikinis so hot they're almost naked, and then the feet would just be on the sand. And I'd be like, so, damn, I want to be that sand.
There is a lot of feet out when you're a kid.
Son, it's all there is.
Is there, I've probably asked this before, but is there like a striptease for you for feet? Like, is there anything a girl can do with her feet that's hot that's not like foreplay with it? Like, you know how you're like, gotta warm up the cooter. Is there anything with the foot where it's not just like shoe off? Oh, this is funny. I was doing the SEGGS the other day.
What's that?
That is sex.
Oh, shit.
TikTok.
You
version.
Were fucking?
I had sex.
You had sex.
Did it.
Tight cooter? Big cooter.
Nice.
Nice.
Good.
Perfect.
Like a glove.
Goldilocks?
Yep.
Zing. Goldilocks, shut the fuck up and eat what you get. Was that this porridge is too hot. You're homeless.
Wait,
do you know what I mean?
What's a, first of all, it's bears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eat whatever they give
you. You should be impressed that the bears aren't eating you.
That's what I'm saying.
They made you porridge.
This is too cold. This is too hot. First of all, white privileged bitch.
Bears know how to use a microwave?
Bears?
They don't have thumbs.
They don't. What is it called? Disposable thumbs?
Disposable income?
No, deposit thumbs.
If you don't have a thumb,
disposable. Disposable.
No.
Damn it.
How do you jerk off if you don't have a thumb?
You can do it. Oh, fuck, you can't.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I jerked off with just the back of my cock like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Like, I
what
just
do you
put,
mean?
I put my cock like on my belly button. And I just kind of rubbed it like a,
like a dog? Like,
yeah, it worked. That's opposable.
Opposable.
I know I was going to get it.
Oh, and I was wearing new shoes. And I was wearing, so.
During
so,
sex. S-E-G-G-G-G-S.
No, not during it, but like it's getting heated up. You know, we're the tensions
the hot
are rising.
Is getting in the
yeah,
microwave.
And I go to take my shoes off, and I go to like slide them off, and they are like high top Nikes like this, but they were brand new. And I go to, I try to like rip it off, and it wasn't.
Yep.
Oh my, dude, I almost tore my ACL. I was fucking, I had to go down like four buttons. Like, oh God, oh God, oh God.
That is the most unsexy, hilarious thing when you're trying to like, I almost, it was 2 days ago, I was doing the fucking, and I tried to get my,
okay,
my sweatpants off, and I like almost fell trying to get them off.
Yeah.
We should all wear rip-off pants. Or
rip-off pants and Crocs.
That's
flip the shoes
it.
Out, go like this.
Dude, I've been rocking Crocs recently. Taking Gigi out.
They're great. Which ones do you have?
Just the all black ones with the what's it called? Like the felt what's inside of an UGG?
Oh, you showed me them. They have one that like kind of looks like a Kanye. Hey, controversial. Can't say it.
Yep. I know what you mean. The foam ones.
Yeah, those ones look pretty
sick.
Sweet.
Yeah. I tried to get the cream ones, but they were all out. Mm. Anyways. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like when you just want to insert the cock, you just want to get the clothes off. And sometimes you get stuck in them.
I wonder how fast the fastest I could get naked is.
We can time you. Get up.
But I'm just saying like, yeah, it's the top part. So easy, obviously. But then your pants and then your.
The shoes are crazy.
Yeah, I was pissed. I'm never wearing those shoes again.
Dude, when my, when a girl's wearing like a onesie, help me.
What do you mean? Just take it all
it's
off?
It's too. I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I don't know what the buttons are. You know what I mean? It's all one thing. Everything's all stuck together. Uh-huh. It's like you feel like it would be easier, but I don't know. Oh, not a onesie, a unitard. What are they called?
Leotard?
Maybe.
Romper?
No. When they have the one thing and they connect where the pussy is.
There's no way that's comfortable, right?
It what, can't
there's
be.
Got to be a better way to put the buttons in right there.
Yeah, inside.
At the ass?
Inside.
I'm telling you, if I was wearing one of those and I farted too hard,
I'd come.
Boy, coming off.
Yeah, dude. I don't get it. Dude, girls leave no streaks in their underwear. It's really odd.
You do?
Sometimes. Sometimes I have a bad day.
What is that?
I'm traveling all day. Sir.
What is that?
You've never had streaks in your asshole underwear?
I mean.
The fuck out of my face. Never?
Maybe in like the early 2000s, 2012. That's not a real year, 2012. When was the last time you sharted? I've had some of those before. I go,
here's the thing.
I am glad I'm at my humble abode. Because if I was in an airport, your boy would be walking with shit in his pants.
I've never sharted.
What?
And I know that's odd to say after I said I just shit my pants for 24 hours.
Really?
I never did.
I need a better diet.
I think you eat fine. You don't eat like horrendously.
Yeah, but like.
After we just had Shake Shack 14 minutes ago?
You've never just.
I've never tried a fart and just shit. No,
it's not like a whole thing, but it's oh. it's yeah,
like a pop.
That's disturbing, but yes,
never popped.
Like a little.
I've started. I'll tell
like
you.
Like a pre-cum out the ass.
I hear you.
That's terrible.
No, but, that's very accurate.
You're peeing and you like rip a little ass and then you go. You've never?
Not one time.
Really?
Not one time. I mean, I wish I could say I have and have a funny story attached, but I've never. I've shit my pants before, for sure. But I've never.
What age?
I mean, buddy, I've probably shit myself 5 times, and the most recent one probably 7 years ago. I mean, pretty recent. I mean, like,
what
enough.
Happened?
Enough. I told you the story.
Wait, were you the one that shit in the bag, or was that a roommate?
I shit in the bag.
In the bag.
I shit in the bag.
Right.
Because I couldn't. She wouldn't fucking open the door.
Is there anything like, right. funnier than when you see a pair of boxers in somebody's trash can? You go, what happened here?
I'll tell you what.
Shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit accidents. I've never really had an, well, I mean, of course I've had accidents, but I've never sharted. Have you ever like been in the middle of SEGGGGX with a lady and be like, I got a shit?
It usually goes away, the thought of it.
I've had it a couple times, and when I come back from shitting, it's always a weird moment because I go, can you smell this?
Wait, walk me through this. You're hooking up, and then you go, BRB, I got a shit?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's
you're
it's
tonguing
like,
down a Frappuccino?
No, it's like college days when you have like 19 slices of pizza for dinner, and then you have like 18 beers, and you start hooking up with a girl. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
It is funny when you're both at a meal, and you're both ordering really heavy foods, and you like both have this look in each other's eyes. You're like, yeah, this is not.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't try and
but
make
But he had
love.
Wings on butt plug.
Wings in general. I don't think you can leave. You know how they're like, you can't go in the pool for like 30 minutes after eating?
Which
you
is a hoax, by the way.
Is it really?
Yep.
Well, you can't have wings and have sex for like 48 hours.
Correct.
Because you need a whole day to process.
Do you sweat meat sweats? Do you get that?
Sometimes. If I get like Korean barbecue. It's crazy to fuck after Korean barbecue.
It's crazy to fuck after any meat. Unless it's just like a lean turkey.
Well, yeah, you do a little board, prosciutto. What is that called? Charcuterie board?
Mm-hmm. Charcuterie board.
That's kind of hot.
Goddamn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. You had a funny joke so long ago. You said like it's a Lunchable for an
Dude,
adult.
You know what's so happening? Funny. A lot of these bits that I have, like they turn into memes later on. And I get like pissed. And I'm like, what the fuck? I can't use any of these anymore. Salmon. The salmon joke.
No.
The salmon joke got posted on, not the joke, but a reference of like when... It was on Hoodville. It was like when Shoddy pronounces the L in salmon. And I was like, I literally just did that joke again like 2 weekends ago. Cause I was like, let me bring it back. Yeah. This fits in the repertoire. Yeah. Next day I see it on that. I'm like, God fucking damn it.
Here's where I'm at. And I might be in the minority here. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because you know that you didn't. So that the end of the
right.
discussion,
right?
Like it's not like you like saw it and like did the joke. You didn't do that. You've been doing the joke for so many
right.
years,
right? And it's
so
just,
I don't care. Like
it just kind of like discourages you a little bit.
It does.
Oh man,
see yeah, the fucking 9/11 joke that sounds so bad. But the 9/11 joke I did, some dude tweeted in and around that, and it went like kind of viral.
Yeah,
and I saw it. And I'm like,
well, the worst. Is
I don't
gonna,
care.
People are gonna believe the internet first. Where they're gonna be like. I mean, that happened with me.
I have receipts, dog. I posted that joke.
I know.
2 years ago. So if anyone comes at me, I'd be like,
one?
Go on my fucking Instagram.
Oh, the edible one. I had that one years ago. It's like, edibles don't kick in until they hear you talking shit about you.
Yeah.
I did that premise like 4 or 5 years ago. I got so excited. I was like, dude, this is such a funny. And then literally some guy watched the clip from when All Def Digital posted it, and then he tweeted it, and then it got posted everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I still had the mentality. I was like, ah, fuck, I'll still do it. And then I knew a guy in the crowd with his girlfriend. His girlfriend told him after that joke when she saw it live. I was like, oh, I think I saw that online. And that he knew about what happened. And he was like, oh, no. Like, that got taken from him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that is sort of where I'm just relying, not even relying. Like, I don't, you can come for me, but I'm super comfortable because I literally have receipts. So come for me if you want, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a joke. I think I said this on this podcast, but I had this joke that someone like hit me up and was like, oh, that's a D'Elia joke. And I go, from his whatever special, right? And I go, cool. I shot this. I can send you the timestamp. I shot this in like 2010,
yeah.
2011, something like that. And his special didn't come out till whenever. So I'm like, we can do this game, but I know that I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
So I
think I just get discouraged easy.
I do too. But I think if you just remember that none of this is connected, you know?
Yeah.
And also that you're big enough where, like, I think people will give you the benefit of the doubt to be like, that's probably stolen from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my intentions are never to be that guy that's like this like grimy piece of, like, oh, I could do this, but make it better. Like, cause I've had that happen to me in my videos so much. I'm not going to say the guy's name at all. Believe that. I'm not going to say the guy, but like you feel it sucks. Cause you're like, dude, I fucking already did this.
Yeah.
And granted, it doesn't oftentimes, the remix never does better than the original, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it just kind of like, I don't know.
I hear you, but fuck you, I have receipts. So come for me. Don't come for me, please.
Anything that's away from the fact of like, I just want to make comedy content. You're like, I didn't do this out of intentions. That's the joke. All right, I'm just trying to be funny.
Isn't that so funny that we're all just trying to be funny? Here's the problem. And maybe I said it before. There's too many motherfucking people trying to be funny now. The pool of people trying to be funny is like 19x what it used to be 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's posting fucking funny memes and funny tweets and funny fucking Instagram stories and funny reels and everyone. Even if you're an H&R Block, if you work for fucking Chick-fil-A, it doesn't matter. Everyone's trying to post everything. So just think about what, there's going to be a higher rate of crossover.
Right. There's just a high velocity of everybody being like, yeah, implant.
Yeah.
Here's my observation of a thought. Boom.
Boom. Yeah. And you don't think it's going to be a crossover?
It's hard to, it's just so much out there.
Yeah, smoke this Elf bar and fuck your grandma.
We talked about earlier on the...
I'm sorry. I'm not good at smoking this, but God, I'm having a good
time.
That's
the thing. Those things look so cute and like, you're like, dude, I could probably rip the fuck out of it. That thing will beat my ass any given day.
I'm so lightheaded. It's beating my ass right now. I can't really, I'm like, it's okay.
Looked up earlier before, you said that there is...
We were talking right before the podcast started about what's the etymology? Why did they start calling...
Etymology?
Why did they start calling pussy box?
Yeah.
I notice every time I don't know a word on the show, I just say it with like a question mark after, mm-hmm. and then nobody says anything. Etymology. All
right, I think it's you've like said a history it of a word. Etymology probably like five times too. Yeah. History of a word.
Am I dumb?
No.
You're not, dude. You're not
you're
dumb.
Street smart.
Yeah.
Not great.
You know what's so funny is Street Smart.
So I know
how
to start a can of WD-40 with my eyes. Like, that's not cool.
No, Street Smart is just hilarious because Street Smart is just like a mom way to tell you that you're dumb as fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you give her your macaroni painting, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Are you going to be honest with your kids?
Yes.
Really? I feel like you of all people, given where you're at right now with your relationship, I feel like she'd be very like, it's so beautiful, it's so good, and the emotions and the heart you put into you, be like, it's fine. The same answer you would say when you're like, how's life? It's fine.
I think
you're a nice guy.
It depends on, thanks man. It depends on the circumstance. Like if a kid like loses a basketball game or let's get more simple. Like if a kid like is trying to play a sport and he doesn't have the right form and he's looking for me for like affirmation from his form, I'm gonna be like, no, that's not right. But like if it's a 4-year-old doing a macaroni necklace, I'm not going to smash it and put it in a boiling pot of water and be like, bitch, I'd rather cook this.
But you could, because then he'll grow up and be like the next Jocko Willink.
Yeah, but he might grow up and just put fucking ricin in my goddamn water and I'm dead. Is that the poison I'm thinking of? Ricin?
Oh, ricin. I think ricin. Water. And I was like, he's going to cook for you?
Ricin. I meant ricin.
Yeah, from Breaking Bad.
Thank you. Ricin. Did I say that?
Dude, you can just get poisoned. That's crazy.
You know what's crazy? Is you can poison yourself. You can eat too many blank and kill yourself by accident.
Yeah.
You know what they always say? You know, like, oh man, a horrific accident. That scares the shit out of me. Like, no, did they say horrific accident? What do they say? They go, when like you get killed by like a really random thing, like you're just,
I know
when you're driving on the road and then all of a sudden you get like an elephant falls in your car and you're like, oh man, that was crazy. Is he like?
That's a whole show, A Thousand Ways to Die. That show is terrifying.
What is that called, though? Do you know what I mean?
Series of Unfortunate Events?
No, that's someone help me. When you're like in the wild and something crazy happens and you die from that, they're like, oh, that was such a freak accident.
Freak accident.
I got it. Sometimes I got to say a sentence and put
somebody's
it in
somebody's died from being suffocated by pussy.
100%.
I don't know who, but somebody.
Somebody.
What a way to go.
Probably
out.
King Willis III. Dude, kings would fuck back in the day.
Kings?
Kings? They would eat big chicken legs and fuck horse.
And they would literally sit in like a coliseum and they'd be like, hey, the funny people back in the day, jesters would be like, oh, you're funny? Fight that lion. Like,
yep.
What if I just tell you a couple knock-knock jokes? And he goes, knock-knock, it's a lion.
And then what? And then you just get eaten.
How was that in the same lifetime as us?
I mean, it wasn't.
But not the same lifetime, but humans.
Yeah. Huh? Dude, they would just send in four whores eating the big chicken woman in front of their wife. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want a thruple. Is that three people?
Mm-hmm. Thruple? Couple?
It's called mufficated if you...
Mufficated.
That's the funniest thing ever.
But if it's in a newsy like term, it doesn't sound bad. Jack, the social media guy, mufficated after clip did bombs.
Clip did bomb.
Look, guys. Look, guys. I addressed this 3 minutes ago by asking, am I smart? But sometimes you have to understand the caffeine works harder than my brain. So it's like... It's like yelling at my brain, like, say these words. And then my brain's like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
We've also, Michael's brought up before, you guys say so many more words
I know
than other people. Like, and I fucking.
But that's what annoys me when people like try to fact check me. They're like, oh, Switzerland isn't a city. I know that.
No, you don't.
I really don't. What's the capital of Arkansas?
Don't tell me.
You have to know this one.
My man's from Little Rock.
Yep. But like when you're going that many words per second,
I know.
It's just confidence. And then words are going to, and then you just keep going.
You keep
How
going.
Do you feel about people who go to Starbucks and they intend to be like, I'll take a medium.
Instead Fuck of, you. Instead Fuck of, you. You're in their world. If you enter, you're in Starbucks world.
How do you feel if the Starbucks employee corrects you?
Kill yourself.
there's that like.
I don't like it.
No.
Stop. You're in the world, so you should do it. The person that is working there. Fuck you. You're making a... just let them be. Yeah. They don't need to be corrected.
Or when you go to a restaurant and you try to pronounce it, they pronounce it. I always just go, yep, that one.
No, I point.
Yeah.
If I point and you don't help me out, I'm not even paying the full bill.
What are you going to do? Use Afterpay? Just give them $3?
Clarinet.
I've never once in my life been able to announce gnocchi. I just point. Yeah.
No, that was good.
That was good. You got it.
Yeah, but like there was a lot of hesitation before.
There was.
Yeah.
Like
you sounded nervous.
I point, make eye contact, and go, I'll do the, and then he goes, gnocchi? Yeah.
I lean into the fact that I don't know anything so big that I don't have to do any of that. I literally have a menu and I go, I can't read this. I want this one. Could you tell me what that is? I'm dumb. I don't know how to read this.
Yeah.
So then we're done. I'm not going to try to do it. You know what I hate so much when you go to a fucking like Italian restaurant or a French restaurant, whatever the hell, and the entire thing is in all the French ingredients? No one knows what we're ordering. You scan through. I just try to find a word that I know. I'm like half in the bag because it was 8 years ago and I'm fucking wasted drunk with some girl I barely know. I just met her dad at the golf course. And he's like, I got a daughter with a pussy. I'm like, okay, I'll go to
Then you got the Duolingo app open.
Yeah, but I just scan through to just find a word that I know. I'm like, duck. I know what that is.
Yeah.
And then it's shrouded in fucking like orange marmalade. What do you do?
Good stuff. What do you do when they're listening to specials? When they're listening to specials, dude, I'm in a different parallel, just a universe. Just like,
dude, if you listen to my brain when they're doing a special, it's just like,
yeah, like, it's just a lot of like my head is just kind of like the ocean current. I'm just like, yeah.
Okay. You know what though? I feel bad because I've been in that situation before when I'm listening to specials and I spent fucking 48 minutes trying to remember all the shit and then I'm going through it and I'm like struggling to go through it and no one's listening to me and I feel so bad. So I try to really like actively listen to the person, but I never listen.
Yeah.
If he goes, what I just say, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever ordered a special?
No.
Never.
Never. My dad will do that. But crazy. He makes a repeat of it. You said something about a tuna tartare. What was that again? Also, put it on the menu.
Yeah. Waste paper. You know how they're like, oh, you need to recycle? Shut up. Put it on a piece of paper.
Because recycling is?
Not real. Dude, but my girl makes me recycle like a motherfucker. And every time I put it in that stupid trash can on the ground, I mutter to myself, I go, this ain't gonna do shit. That's what I say. There you go. This ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah. And then every night when you're sleeping, Captain Planet just has a Glock.
Captain Kid.
That's a dog.
I have some neighbors that are really serious about recycling. Really? And sometimes I'm like going to take out the trash. I'm like, fuck, there's for sure just some plastic at the top of this bag. They can see. Ooh. They know I'm not recycling.
Dude, they make me flatten. My apartment complex makes me flatten boxes. I've literally been reprimanded twice for not flattening boxes.
But also, at my old apartment place, I used to get so mad because I'd go to throw something away and motherfuckers just order like a couch and just not break the box down. And they would just like set it on top of the blue recycling bin.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Concept makes sense for sure. But what I'm saying is like, it's like a shoebox. Hey, relax. I will say though, the apartment complex.
What did they say to you? Like live or they came up?
No, the landlord twice texted me.
How'd they know? Cameras?
I think, you know what's funny? Is the first one I think was a HelloFresh box so that it has my name on it. But the second one wasn't actually. If I think about it was a shoebox.
First shoebox. Shoebox is kind of
bruh.
I get that. Like a See's candy box, I ain't breaking that shit down.
Right, but what's the line there?
Shoebox.
Yeah.
So shoebox have to do it or no?
Yeah.
I think you should.
Fuck. All right.
Well, I would just stomp on it.
I do. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the giant ones, I mean, those take up so much space.
Yeah. If I order like a fucking dinner table.
Speaking of box.
Oh, yeah.
Box. What is the etymology?
There you go.
Shit sounds delicious.
Etymology?
Dude, if that was a
medium rare.
I'd go there.
So this is what Urban Dictionary has to say about it. So take it with a grain of salt. But
what
you
does
guys
that
are.
Mean?
Grain of salt? I actually don't know where that comes from. What's the etymology of that?
Do you salt your water for pasta?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Is that real?
Yeah.
What does it do? Heat it up quicker?
No. It makes it longer, but yeah, flavor.
Makes it longer?
It takes longer to boil when it's salted.
So that's like dick pills, but for water?
Yeah. No, it takes longer.
Mm.
So the opposite. I will say, though, a watch pot never boils.
True.
Whoever said that is a fucking liar because it does.
No, I think that one's real. I walk away.
Son, it eventually does it.
Electric stoves got to be the
fuck
dumb.
Electric stove. I have
those.
One. I hate it.
You have one?
Yeah, these fucking pieces of shit.
I just feel like you never know, like you obviously you know when it's hot, but it's like you're like cooking eggs on it. You're like, oh, bitch, I'm cooking on a fucking Jewel pod. What the hell is
this?
Yeah,
I've hated it. I hate it. But when I went to
have you seen, there's like a photo online where somebody uses the electric stove as like a hibachi grill?
No.
Just right on top of it.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
The middle section of my stove, you can do hibachi. The electric part.
Really?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I'm in.
Goddamn.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. Okay. I'm out.
Box. Box. Etymology. Do you guys know about Pandora's box? The mythology of Pandora's box?
Yeah, it's like once you open it.
It's full of secrets. Yeah, it lets out all the secrets.
Oh, shit.
So this is what Urban Dictionary says.
Urban Dictionary, anybody can write in, right?
Yes.
So pussy full of secrets?
What? Ancient storytellers often referenced a woman's womb as a precious vessel. One of the most famous, quote, precious vessels, often misinterpreted as a box, was Pandora's box. According to legend, Pandora is the first woman and was created by the gods to punish men for stealing their secret fire. When this beauty opened her box, unsealed her jar, lost her virginity, soon after being married, she quickly unleashed all the evils onto the world. For the first time, a society of solely men had experienced troubles, burdens, sickness, and death. Once all of the evils escaped, the only thing left in her box was hope forever sealed away.
Yeah, modern day is just called post-nut regret.
Yeah,
what
basically.
The hell? So someone smashed it, and then all the secrets came out? That's cum.
Well, it's also funny, the next day he went up to his boy and was like, yo, that shit filled with secrets.
I think if you put your ear on a pussy.
What do you hear?
The ocean.
Which one? Pacific or Atlantic? I never know the difference.
What do you mean you don't know the difference?
I don't know the difference.
All right. This is pause crazy. The show right now.
We have the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
Atlantic is by Atlanta. Don't zoom in on me. What do you, but it's over, but where's the line? It's all ocean.
No.
Don't fucking look at me like that, Jack.
Hold on. Jack, first of all, you have CT. Second of all.
Fuck all this. What does this have to do with me?
No, okay, hold on. I'm on board with you that like the oceans be mixing. How the fuck have you put a cup in the middle of Atlantic Pacific? How do you know which is Atlantic?
Like, saying.
There was one not red and one's not blue.
Yeah.
So how do you know the difference? They're like, oh, we're in the Indian Ocean. How the fuck do you know where it ends?
So
it just leaks in?
Saying.
Right. But
we have Pacific.
Right. But who has Atlantic? That's what we want to get to.
Atlanta.
Okay, stop it. Do you know where the Atlantic Ocean is?
On the East Coast.
Thank you. Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to know.
I know that. It's like Pacific, Atlantic, but...
One more. What about the Gulf? Like the Gulf Coast?
Well, you finish that, and then you
Florida.
Got it.
Florida. Well, name the other two major oceans.
Mediterranean.
I actually don't know if I can do this.
So there's two more major ones?
Yeah, there's only four.
You know this shit. You have a computer, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Did you look it up?
Can I try? Can I try?
Yeah, fuck you then.
So it's Atlantic, Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Indian Ocean?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea is pretty small.
The Dead Sea. Dude, the Dead Sea has so much goddamn salt and you float.
I've been there.
Fire.
I've done it.
Really? Oh, yeah. You went insane. To Ireland in Israel. Same shit.
Starts with an I.
Dude,
no, you
Irish
literally
people.
Float.
Irish
oh, I know it.
Hold on. Indian
go
Ocean?
On. Hot take
oh,
on
oh,
Irish.
Oh,
hot take on Irish people. Let me hear it.
Oh, I was going to say. What was I going to say? Oh, Irish people are.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. What was I going to say? Irish people. Are just green juice.
Zoom in on him. Keep that in the edit. Irish people.
Yeah, him having to figure out how to, him having to get there.
Yeah.
Is really incredible.
I mean, that's like if you gave a fifth grader Adderall. Like, that's the answer you would get. Irish people.
But think about it.
Do they eat beans with their breakfast?
What?
That's British.
That's crazy.
It's such
dude,
sad
British people, tomato. Did they just stop doing like toothbrushes?
Here we go.
I'm just saying. Invisalign never hit the goddamn UK. Someone talk to me. There's three other people's got it. No, but I'm dead serious. All jokes aside, I know they say they got fucked up teeth, right?
Uh-huh.
But why? It's not, they have money.
But maybe
they invented colonialism.
That's not the sign of wealth out there, maybe, you know?
But like, but
you would think,
like, but right, you would think they have like dental.
Would you rather have fucked up teeth or like an overly fake set of veneers?
Overly fake. Oh, what? Would I rather have?
Yeah.
Overly fake.
But
like fucked up teeth, like super, like can't even look at them? Like looking like goddamn Humpty Dumpty?
Looking like you got shot in the face with a jawbreaker.
Okay, then overly fake. Veneers.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think if you have a fucked up mouth, you can like, people like feel bad for you a little bit. They'll give you the benefit of the doubt. They also won't kiss you. But I think overly
fake veneers.
They
also won't
give
you a job.
Mm.
You're going veneers, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen people with overly fake veneers and eventually just like, all right, you just accept it and it's fine. It's like fake tits. Eventually you stop seeing them. The first time you see them, like, Jesus Christ, was a fake. And then you start talking.
What about no teeth or fake? Or
I'm sucking
jawbreaker on teeth.
What?
Or, oh, that's good. Like, no teeth or really fucked up teeth?
Well, I'm going really fucked up teeth.
Me too. I mean, I got to eat pussy somehow.
What are you doing?
I'm going no teeth.
You're going no teeth.
What, how are you
going
to eat?
You can't eat a pork chop the rest of your goddamn life. You got to eat
you're
soup?
You're going to beer bong chowder every day?
Sir.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
But
no
I still
teeth.
Think, yeah, I still think no teeth.
That's crazy.
Can't.
You can't even eat a hot dog. That's it. So you can't even eat a hot dog.
You can try.
You can. Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if this is over the line, man.
Probably.
But like, you ever see a girl eat a popsicle? You go, ayo, what if that was my cock? Y'all never seen it?
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we at? Oh, the fourth ocean, Antarctica.
Yeah, close, Arctic.
Arctic, yeah, yeah.
Arctic.
So it's Indian, Arctic.
But I thought there were seven seas.
I think there's seven continents.
No, sail the seven seas.
Yeah.
That's could you thing. Name the continents?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
America?
Not even a continent.
North America?
There you go.
South America.
Okay.
That's an easy one.
Antarctica.
Okay.
Africa.
Okay.
Asia.
Okay.
Europe.
Okay.
And Bakersfield. Australia.
Yeah.
Really good.
I was great not job. Confident that Australia
you do
was
all those?
I might have said India.
Do you know how to do long division?
Fuck no.
Where
I don't know how to do times tables.
I think you can relate to this. You edit a lot on your laptop. You know how a lot of times you're like trying to get an editor out real quick, so you just delete a random file to make space?
Yep.
I think my brain did that with long division. Like, I knew how to do it for like 2 years, then I go, oh, there's more information coming in. What do I not need? Get rid of it.
Yeah.
How do I get an external hard drive for my head?
Tesla. Tesla.
What?
What's his name? Elon Musk? His last name's Musk, and we never even said it.
Elon Musk.
Do you think if I gave you a piece of paper with easy long division, you think you'd do it longhand?
I think I would just do it in my head, but like, you know where it's like, you subtract this, the three goes into the
Jack, can you get us a paper and a pen? Is that a thing that we can happen? I would fucking, cause I don't think I could do it. Honestly don't.
We need like a mini whiteboard or some shit.
Yeah, I do not remember how to do it. Do you?
I forget,
an easy one I could do.
Well, even multiplication, when it's like 36 times 48, and you're like, the 8 goes into the 6, and the 8 goes into the 3, and then you drop that down, and you add them all together.
I think I could do that.
I
division, though?
I have to break it all down. I'd be like, okay, what's 30 times 40, and then what's 8 times 6?
Right. That's,
and then
how you do it,
right?
Well, no, but I know what you're talking about, because you take, essentially, you add up the answer of this, and then if it's above 10, you take the first digit and you put it onto the top of the left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
But is that long division?
No, that's multiplication.
Fuck me.
That's a fucking plate?
Oh, Jesus.
You brought me a goddamn plate?
Hold on. Show them what it is. So what is it?
How many times is 3 going into the 638?
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah. What would you do first?
All right. So how many times does a 3 go into the 8?
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't remember this.
I thought it was the first one.
Okay, okay. This is not right.
I thought it was three going to six.
I think we let him try to solve it.
You know what's crazy? There's fifth graders watching this right now, but you fucking idiots.
No, they do different math.
Yeah, they do common core.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Some goddamn snowflake ass math.
All right, so 3 goes into 8 two times.
This is not right.
Let him work through it.
All right.
3 goes into 8 how many times?
Damn, I haven't scratched my forehead before doing math in so long. So this goes in 2 times, and that's got that equals 6.
Okay.
Fuck, that's so dumb. My dad is just watching this right now, just slamming his fist on the desk. So then 6 comes down here. Dude, I don't know how to do this. This goes in 1 time, this goes in 2 times. Then you times this by 6. Shut up. So what's this times 6? Oh, wait.
It looks like a Sudoku.
Dude. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
The California school district has failed me once again. This.
What the fuck? What is this?
This is how you find
you
the
clip. You look like you're doing a football play.
Oh, God, I wish. Hot, hot, hike. Wait, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Wait, I think my answer is 212. Wait, that's actually not far off.
It's not far off, but I don't understand why.
Math.
Wait, it's right.
You're fucking lying.
No, it's not 0.67. You're off by 0.67.
Oh, well, you know what? It's because the fraction of 3 going into 8. Okay, Rain Man.
The answer is 212.66. There's 6 right here. And the X is a variable.
No, stop.
How come X is a variable?
How did you do this?
How did you do this? 3 goes into 8 2 times with a little bit of, you know, leftovers. You got some meal prep. You got little leftovers. You got 0.2 left. But then this goes into 3 once.
Backwards, right?
Then this goes into this twice. I really think I lucked out.
Okay, can I see maybe like I think this is
here. Give Michael a different equation.
Yeah, can I have a Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you give me a different one? Yeah. Or just tell me what you want. I'm just
936.
Whoa.
Divided by four.
No. Fuck you.
It's not you. Any different. From the, like
936 divided by four.
Yeah. So the 936 in the house and then the four outside.
In the
house.
Do they have all kinds of songs? They have all kinds of songs for that.
Four. And then what?
PEMDAS.
936.
Please. 936?
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would go four.
Show it to the camera.
Four into the nine first.
Okay. So what do you get?
Yeah. So four into the nine. So two times. So you would go here. And
show
then
the
you'd
camera.
Have.
Show the camera.
Then
your you'd work.
Have,
show your work.
Okay. My bad. So four into the nine. You have two left. Oh, yeah. Two times. And then you have. Excuse me. They have one left over. So this is where I'm fucked. I don't know if you put. Okay. Hold on. So four. Okay. Two. And then you have one left over. So you do one hold on. Then you do one
bombing
here.
Bombing.
And then you do four into 36.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know either.
What's your answer?
Four into 36, maybe? So hold on. Four into the 36.
My shoe's untied. I could have used this when I was
Hold on. You got so much time. I didn't heckle you the whole time.
I'm tying my shoe.
Four. You're yelling at me.
Sorry.
Four times 10 is 40. So four times nine is 36. So. Nine, four times, So four times nine, 36, plus one is 37.
You're just saying
so
the
how many
Dow
times
Jones.
Is four going to this is nine times, and then I have one left over, so 0.1? Is that wrong?
Let's see.
It sounds like it could be right.
Goddamn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
You want to watch a YouTuber
Wait,
explain
well,
it?
Well, yeah, I do actually.
11-minute video? Oh, fuck no, I don't.
You were close. You were closer, Michael.
I was?
Just the way you were doing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but now I started bombing when there was a leftover. Yeah.
I think I lucked out.
I can't believe you.
What's the answer?
Yeah, because it seems like Trevor, you did it backwards.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there was no way for him to get the remainder. The point stuff.
Right.
Wait, so I got it right? And
yeah,
you didn't?
No, you got it right, yeah.
I'm a genius.
But you got it in the most fucking weird way.
Still got it. Yeah, the drop-down shit, I do not remember,
yeah, remember
this at all.
Yeah.
I remember like doing this. Dude, when teachers would tell me to show my work, I would just do like random times tables on the side. Like 8 times 42 minus elephant.
I got zero on everything.
I think we're missing the fact that I got it right and you didn't. So what's up?
Dude.
Am I king of SIFSOX? Etymology.
Etymology. I can't believe you got it right. You were doing it so fucking wrong. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, you guys can do that, yeah?
No.
Yeah, I could do that easily.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we give you one now?
Yeah. Yeah, I can
do
it real quick.
After we watched an entire fucking YouTube video.
913 or do a...
So let's do this. Let's go 6... into 849.
Okay.
There you go, Jack.
6 into 849.
Let's see
so
it.
So 6 goes into 8 one time.
Okay. Where do you put the 1? Turn the plate, please.
Into 1 time.
Yep. Oh, I was right.
So you put so then you do 6 times 1 is 6.
Oh, shit.
So then you put that there. Then you minus the 2. Then you bring that 4 down. 24. 6 into 24 is 3. No, 4.
4.
That's 24, so that's 0. Then you bring the 9 down.
Oh, yeah, 6 and a 9.
6 and a 9 is 1.
Yeah.
So then you minus that, and then you get 6, and then you get 3.
Yeah.
And then that's when there's nothing else to do, so you put the period or the dot, and then you do...
Uh-oh.
I think you put a 0 here, and then you do 6 and a 30, which is 5.
Oh.
And then you're good.
Yeah.
This is all coming back to me.
Yeah. Wow.
But here's the thing. We were also learning long division when we just had many boners in class. So a lot of my head was like, I'm hard. You know, it's like hard to focus.
Yeah, this was all pre-CTE. So I think it's like stuck in my
there
brain.
We
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that right? What's the answer? Then do it on the phone.
Here, I got it right here. What's the equation?
849 divided by 6. 141.5.
Yeah. Yep, you got it.
God wow. Damn it. Great job, Jack.
Thank you.
So Jack and I are the smartest here. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But I know yep. All my continents, so.
So I'm the dummy.
We all complete. I think the four of us together make one smart student.
Yeah. I think the four of us together make one student that can get a B.
Yeah. Yeah. That works.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
B's get degrees.
Jack, did you get good grades before you got slashed in the head?
Yeah, I got really good grades.
Fuck.
Straight A's.
Really?
Yeah. Honor society, everything.
No.
Wait, yeah. Did you guys have a like gate at your school? Like the smart kid shit? Where they like leave class?
Oh, Excel. Yeah, date.
It was really? You had AP?
Excel?
Yeah, AP. Well, there's Excel in like middle school and shit. And then
yeah,
AP
ours was called classes. Gate in middle school.
You had AP. You did AP. I did yeah, one
like,
AP class.
Yeah, like college credits for
AP. Fuck, really? How many did you do?
AP classes, like all those girls turned out to be ambitious.
Oh, yeah.
All the girls that did AP in my school, whores.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were so preoccupied trying to tamp down their sexuality that they knew how to what's 9 times 9.
I think most people know the one.
Not I said the little red rabbit.
All right, gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Sock talk time.
Yeah.
We have a submission here today from Isaac who says, "What's up, guys? Just wanted to write in. I just finished listening to a regular episode where you guys were talking about jerking off in the garage. I wanted to share that my first ever time jerking off was in the garage because I found my parents' Kama Sutra book and it had old drawings of the positions and tits. Soon after, I found the internet and the rest is history."
Dude, when you're a kid and you see drawn tits,
oh,
I came to the tits I drew before.
I've done that too.
Isn't that insane?
I'll see two oranges perked up on a tree and be like, boom, say less.
Dude, I'll pick up a squirrel.
I'll give you some pulp.
Hold up.
Come.
I heard it.
What were you saying?
I was going to say.
You said something about a squirrel.
Yeah. I was going to say, I picked up a squirrel and looked underneath it before it came. When I was a kid. 2 years ago.
There you go.
Yeah. Squirrels got
pandemic.
Yeah. Dude, pandemic goes wild, dude.
Pandemic nuts?
Sir.
Put those in a mason jar and store them up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Motherfuckers pee in mason jars and leave them and drink them when it's raining.
I told you about what my dad used to do when we would go camping, right?
I can't wait.
He had a pee jar.
Okay.
And instead of getting up in the middle of the night to go pee outside or at a bathroom when you go camping, he would just roll over in his cot, open up a mason jar, and just pee in it. And then, sure enough, next morning he would wake up next to his cot, just a mason jar of that urine.
Your dad is an American hero.
He is.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yep.
The only other thing, you kept saying cot, and I kept hearing cock. So
there was cock involved.
He would lean over on his cock. That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
Like you're emptying it out in the ice chest, kind of lean it over.
That is hilarious.
Yep. But I mean,
ice chest water, underrated. I know you're not supposed to drink it, but it was pretty good.
That's all just dirt from people's hands.
No. Maybe. But I'm just saying it was really cold.
It's ice water.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right.
Ice water is underrated. You ever have just... Because I feel like as you get older, you have like sparkling water in the fridge or you have like just like Brita water. But like you have like ice water. You ever have like, when was the last time you had ice water?
Any restaurant I've ever been to.
Really?
No, but a lot of times they're just bringing out shit without ice.
Yeah.
I like it. I like cold water, no ice. Because then you can just chug away. There's no filter.
I hear you.
No gatekeepers.
But there's something about like after you play basketball and you're just fucking drinking ice
water.
Yeah,
but the ice gets in the way.
Yeah, but
you get to crunch on it while you're drinking.
That, nah.
Dude, I'm a big crunch ice guy.
Yeah, of course. I think everyone is.
Oh, a lot of people hate it.
I used to eat ice just for literally like lunch in like middle school.
Loved lunch.
And I didn't want to make food, so I just eat ice cubes. Or I just put ice cubes when it was really hot, I put ice cubes in my hat and wear the hat. That's probably why I lost brain cells most days.
Okay, hold on. Now zoom in on it. You said that you would get hot and put ice cubes in your hat?
Yep.
That's the most like Civil War veteran thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
You also kick a can down the street when you're bored?
Probably. I don't have a lot of friends going
on. Isn't that so funny? Back in the day, that was PS5.
Kicking cans?
Yeah, you kick a Fanta can down the street.
Well, dude, think about the origin of basketball.
Yep.
Just literally like a milk carton tray.
It was a peach basket. Swear to God. Peach basket.
But think about like if...
People got pussy off kicking a can down the street far.
People got pussy for sneezing too loud. I mean, somebody's fucked up everything. But dude, imagine...
There's been a fucking Amtrak driver that drove a train, said beep, beep, and then fucked the bitch because he...
Is that a driver?
Whatever conductor? They're called.
But dude, somebody's got pussy for everything. Everything. But imagine back then when somebody sent him the very first basketball ever and somebody fucking horse and buggy'd by. I was like, these fucking losers. Not realizing what they were on.
Yeah, James Naismith. Fuck the bitch over basketball.
That's who?
Created it.
All right.
Yep. Mm. You didn't know that?
No.
Idiot.
I thought it was LeBron.
LeBron? How come, who's Spalding? Did that guy start making basketballs first? Who is that guy?
I want to say his name's Charles Spalding.
Charles is a fucking elite name.
Spalding.
You're just born with money named Charles. I've never met a Charles who was like, yo, man, can you bum me a dollar?
Because his name's Chuck.
Chuck is the cheap Charles.
Yep. Chuck
How much
is
Chuck could have?
Would Chuck have a wood? Could Chuck wood?
I was thinking about the guy that went to my high school named Chuck, and that guy like got pussy in like eighth grade. Crazy.
Dude, if you get pussy,
all the boys
in
be like,
grade,
"Dog, let me smell that left knuckle, please."
Knuckle, I'm smelling a cock.
Dude, he would go. He would go to school and he wouldn't wear boxers, and like everyone is mind blown. Like, who is this man raw dogging his own denims?
He would wear jeans, no underwear as an eighth grader.
Swear to God,
dude's trying to fuck the teacher.
Dude, this guy is a legend.
this guy's in jail right now.
Possibly, but if he is, he's still laying it down. He. One time in like eighth grade did anal sex with another girl at our school and she took 2 days off because she was like that sore.
Oh, you told me about this.
That's, dude, give your cock the key to the city.
I will say that, but dog, when you get anal fucked the first time, like you gotta take some days off. You never been fucked in the ass.
But like she wasn't there the next day and then we didn't think anything of it. And then he told us that and we're like, huh?
Wouldn't it be so funny if he lied the whole time and she just had the flu?
I mean, he could have. But like you see a guy not wearing boxers and just raw dogging denims, you're like, yeah, that's probably true.
You ever see a kid not bring a backpack to school? What in the
fuck
are you doing? I literally
had a whole sketch about that. Yeah. The kid who just had a binder. He had everything just in there. Always a pencil behind the ear. His backpack was his ear.
Which is so weird.
It's just weird, but it's like a pick me. Like, look at me. Yeah. I don't need a backpack. You do.
Yeah, you do. Cause now you just have your left hand's just gone the rest of the day.
Yeah.
That was me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't bring a backpack?
Well, no, I did it because I thought heroin in your day. I thought it was cool to just like not give a shit.
There was something that was cool about it though. Yeah. Everybody else did this, so you did that.
Yeah.
You went upstream.
Yeah.
Salmon really just be working out for no goddamn reason. No, well, they go up to lay eggs.
You know
right?
what I hate so much, bro? Is I hate when I run into a girl that doesn't pronounce the L in salmon. I hate that shit. I went on a date one time with this girl.
Cut it.
Zoom out on it.
Zoom out.
Damn, you ever bump somebody you get zoomed out on?
Plenty of times.
Yeah, me too.
All right, guys, secret stock time.
Let's do it.
Anonymous submission. I'm a nurse in an emergency room. Today, a young man that was bleeding from his urinary catheter asked for help getting his soiled bed linens changed. He was paralyzed from the waist down and needed assistance turning. I assisted him to each side, got him cleaned up, and then asked him to lay on his back so I could clean his catheter. He got on his back, pulled his hospital gown up, and when I saw his penis, all I could think to myself was, damn, now that's a fat cock.
No, I've seen this before on Pornhub.com.
She says it was at that moment that I realized how much stiff socks impacts my everyday life. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
I think there's a lot of angles on this. I think the guy probably wasn't paralyzed. He just wanted to show off his dong.
Mm. I think his dick was so big that's why he's paralyzed.
True.
You know what I mean? He was just standing on top of a bridge one time. His cock unraveled and he fell. Wow.
What a feeling. The day you realize you have a big dick.
I don't know what that's like.
Saying.
Jack, you got a big dick? I feel like Jack's got a big
average.
Dick.
Just
no, you fucking liar.
Average.
I feel like he's big. Yeah, I don't know that, but that's got to be a really cool feeling. It's like the first time when you realize you can dunk.
Do you think...
No.
Do you think if you saw mine, Jack, and Gabe's dick laid out, no pubes, just straight, just dick like on a table, you know whose is whose?
100%.
You think?
Yeah, one would smell like bratwurst as Philly fuck. One might have a Snapchat channel, yours. And then one would smell a bit like black tar heroin behind an X on it.
Do you genuinely think you could tell?
Yes.
I think it'd be close.
I wouldn't. I think I could tell. I think like precision.
I kind of want to try it.
Good.
It'd be hilarious.
Take a picture. Line them up. I'll do it.
And I'll airdrop it to you.
Good.
I'll say from Trevor's phone.
And I'll accept it.
You'll know whose it is then.
Dude, someone did something so fucking funny at my Raleigh shows. My airdrop wasn't on contacts only because I'm an idiot. And this one guy kept sending me fucking cock pics.
At the show?
Yes.
In the crowd?
Yes.
Did you address it on stage?
No. I was so freaked out.
Clips.
I know.
Who airdropped me their cock?
I know, but it was the first show and I was so nervous about my blonde hair because it was the first show, first like solo show I did.
Dude, that would have been so funny. Who sent this fucking mini JPEG?
Someone told me, I know who it is because they were like, hey, dude, I send you. I was like, you fuck. In the meet and greet.
Clips.
Yeah, clips. All right, well, this is the funniest episode in a while.
My head hurts.
What does?
My head hurts.
Mine too.
Yeah. A lot of words. I think you're just draining your brain with words.
Yeah.
Like, let me see how many words I can say per minute, but in an hour.
You know what's awesome? Is now I got to go to dinner with my girlfriend. And then she's like, how do you feel? And I'm like, suicidal.
No, but I think you just, you know, if you're tired, you just ask the questions.
Yeah, I'm just joking. It'll be a very fun dinner. But it is one of those moments where I'm like, I've been doing nothing but talking for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then it's like another situation where you have to talk. It's like doing all this and then you're like, hey, do you want to do therapy? You're like, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're yawning 3 minutes into therapy. And then your therapist's like, am I bombing?
Yeah, but do you ever feel like during therapy you're bombing?
Yeah, all the time.
Me too.
All the time. Because what'll happen is it's like on Zoom and then it'll be from like 6 to 7 and then it's like 6:50 and he's like, so when do you want to talk again? I'm like, no. I got 10 minutes here, dog.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something.
Something.
Where are bugs from?
Where are...
A life.
So bugs are life. Just from different regions, just like animals. Are bugs animals? Is it animals and then they all subdivide?
Sure.
All right, just asking.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Probably.
Yes.
Really?
Imagine your ant eaters are just called ant eaters. You're like, I have a name. Don't just associate me with what I eat.
That's a good point.
I think that's what a dad would say to like a fourth grader who's like trying to make a point. You're on to something, Timothy.
Yeah, I'd be doing that all the time with people. Someone would say something like, that's great.
Did you ever go by Mikey growing up?
Never.
There's no way.
No, never. I went by Michael B for like majority of my life. Because there was two Michaels.
Before?
Michael Capobianco and Michael Blaustein. So I would go by Michael B.
What happened when Michael B. Jordan came on the scene? Were you a little heated?
I was older.
Little
so
trademark?
I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan is so goddamn hot.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen his tits?
Is this
you
jacked?
Heard what I asked.
Just a chiseled man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo, guys, has a freaking episode. Friend of the reminder, we have a freaking Patreon. We have 4 extra episodes of Gosh Darn Month. Drops every Friday ad-free, so jump on that. It's, 4 more hours of freaking month of this stiff sock silliness. So go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Or if you're just an Apple-only listener, we have the bonus episodes. Same bonus episodes, drops every Friday ad-free. But you can get it audio-only on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple. So do that. And thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We love you. Until next mother freaking Wednesday.
That was more out of excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
Not harm towards you.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta shoot a gun in the air.
But this one's towards you.
Ow!
See,
so if you shoot a gun in the air and the bullet goes up, does it come back down and kill
always.
A catfish?
I feel like catfish get slandered on. They're like, I'm just a fish. Why are ugly people using my name as this?
Who named a catfish? Just a drunk scientist?
Like, well, they have whiskers.
I know, but...
But imagine being off the moonshine and you see that motherfucker. What are you going to call him?
I say, come here. Do you
the fact do that you I already knew where Anna was going is wild.
All right. That's it. Bye.